Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. Definitely been a while since I last posted a new recording on here. But you know what, in light of everything that's going on, I was like, I gotta talk about this. I got to share my own opinions and just what we're talking, you know, what's happening. And I'm sure you've seen it by now. If you haven't, you need to go and do, you know, go online, go on the internet, go on news channels and do your research and watch the videos. But first, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give some background or some a little bit of context to what I'm talking about in case you haven't heard it. And then I will talk and share my own thoughts and stuff. So essentially, maybe about a couple of weeks ago, more or less, but like a couple of weeks ago, it was released that the feds or the Justice Department pretty much raided a huge nursing scandal that's been going on for the past 3 years, maybe longer. And what they discovered is that there were a number of nursing schools. They discovered, from what I saw, they said three nursing programs. One of them is in Florida. And then I'm not sure where the other one is. I want to say it's Wisconsin. I think Georgia. I'm not totally certain. But they found about three programs. And I know there's definitely more than that, unfortunately. But three programs that were essentially issuing diplomas with just paying like a large fee. And then boom, you get the diploma and then you sit for the test. So what this means is that, you know, the way that somebody is supposed to go through nursing to become an LPN or to become an RN is that you go through lecture classes. Well, first you have to apply for the program, get in, take your prereqs, pass your prereqs, then get into the nursing program. Then once you get in the program, usually you need to take both clinicals, you know, so which is anywhere from 8 hours to 12 hours, you know, regularly for each semester, plus also lecture classes. So you have to obviously go to lecture and everything, and you do that over the course of years, and then you finally land your license. And of course you pay for your education through credits, you pay tuition, there's a certain amount of cost per credit, and at the end you have a diploma that's legitimate, and then you sit for the NCLEX after going through the appropriate training and clinicals and, if you know, everything, and studying and reading, actually like reading the information and getting different nursing books such as MedSurg, Anatomy, and Peds and OB and etc. Like reading the information and learning it for yourself and doing hands-on clinical skills trainings and etc. Right? That's the way you're supposed to do it. But what this scandal is revealing is that somebody could essentially pay $15,000, that was the amount, $15,000. Let's say, for example, it's Monday and they could pay $15,000 on Friday and have their diploma by Sunday. That's what we're talking about here. Like, yes, literally just skating through the whole process and boom, you have it. And then at the end, what's even crazy, then the school will then submit their name to the boards of nursing to take the NCLEX. And then, boom, they have their license. So literally, you can be a two-week RN, okay? Like, you can be a two-week LPN, whatever it is that you wanted to get. That's what we're talking about here. And so it was really shocking when we heard about this, you know, for so many people, for so many reasons, right? So many reasons. What's insane about it is that this hasn't just started. Like we mentioned, this has been going on for years to the tune of over $100 million. So what that means essentially is that people, because they paid $15,000 per diploma, right? And they have a certain number of nurses. They've made over $100 million doing this. And what's insane is that it shows you how many people are okay with being fraudulent and have no issue with it. and we'll go and take care of real life patients and put real life patients at risk in order to get a check. Right? So this is the fraud, right? And that's really what it is. It's fraudulent. It's scamming your education in order to, bypass the shortcuts or bypass the route you're supposed to take to become a nurse. And this would be wrong is wrong, but this would be different if this was like, for example, you're going to be a sociology teacher or something, right? Or like you're somebody that's going to like flip hamburgers, like, you know what I mean? Like that would be different. But this is where like you're going to push meds, you're going to touch patients, you're going to determine whether or not you should call the doctor, and if it's going to, which could result in the patients being out of harm's way. That's what we're talking about here. This is extreme public health risk, extreme. So what has happened now? I'm sure hopefully your mouth is dropped, your jaw is dropped like the way mine's is. But what has happened now is a lot of these nurses, right? They've been busted wide open, right? And it's kind of interesting because like a lot, like they said, like about one third of them have been able to secure jobs, haven't been able to pass the NCLEX, which is baffling, right? Because like how can you pass the NCLEX if you didn't actually get your education, right? So one third of them have been able to secure some jobs and everything, and it's just so shocking. And so they're literally working. They were literally working once this was announced, and so their names have been revealed. So a lot of them are losing their jobs as right now, and so the other aspect of it is that a lot, some of them are actually contending, which is amazing. Like they got a lawyer, lawyered up and everything, and they're contending to keep their license and saying that it's legitimate, even though they didn't go through the education. And it's just really shocking. I posted this on my wall, I posted it on my wall and everything. Sorry, on my Instagram page. If you want to go check it out, I'll link it below. Post on Instagram, and y'all, it's just amazing. Like how many people. Well, let me say it like this. It's amazing because some people are saying, so there's different, there's some, a few different thoughts on it. Most people are outraged. Most people that are nurses that went through school the way that you're supposed to are outraged and disgusted and disturbed, I myself included. But then there's a few people that are saying, well, they didn't know, or, blah, 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 whatever, and I'm just like, you know what you're doing. Like, wait a second. How come I didn't go through clinicals? Wait a second. Why is it I'm already taking the NCLEX? You know what you're doing, right? You know you're fast, like, and it's kind of funny because, like, you obviously are going to do the research. Like, just before I went through my nursing education, I did research. I did some learn, okay, how do I become a nurse? Like, for real. So some people are speculating that, oh, people didn't know or whatever, but that's not true. That's not true at all. So that's one of the at least that's my opinion, okay? That's one of the things is like what people are saying about it, what some people, a few people are saying about it, but a lot of people are outraged and disgusted. And what's even baffling is like, well, how do they pass the NCLEX? Right? Like, how do they pass the test? The same exam that literally people are struggling to pass that did go through a quote unquote education or real education, hopefully it was a good program that went through some type of training. That's what's a lot baffling for a lot of people is like, okay, well, why are these people that went their fraudulent route, why are they actually getting their license and passing the boards? So this is what I've learned so far, a couple of reasons why. One thing that some people have said from looking at just from doing some research and getting some feedback is they've gotten relatives to take the NCLEX for them. Yeah. Like, I'm like, what? What? Wow, really? I'm just like, wow. So they literally got people or relatives to take the test for them, and I'm just like wondering, like, how is that even possible? I guess you can just show up and present an ID, and I mean, if that's the case, that means now literally they have to crack way harder down when it comes to identification, taking the test, But that's one theory. That's one thing that I've heard is that people have been doing this for years, where they literally gotten people to take the test for them somehow. And then, honestly, the other thing I would say too is this is why, this is the thing. There's some people that are naturally really good test takers. Like, because I've worked with them. I've worked with nurses in my past jobs where I was like, wow, you passed the NCLEX? Like, I was really shocked, you know, because of they, it seems like they don't know basic stuff. But some of them, honestly, there's some people that are just naturally good at taking tests. They're naturally good at, despite how, you know, difficult this test may be, they're naturally good at critical thinking, even if they don't really know the information. You know, they've done hundreds of thousands of questions. They've done so many flashcards. Because if you didn't go through that traditional route and study for real, you have an abundance of time to study and go through the material and et cetera, and you know, figure it out, get some nursing books, NCLEX books, and then take the test, right? And do some question banks. So there are some people, unfortunately, that are just naturally good at taking the NCLEX or taking tests in general, which is shocking and disturbing. And to me, it sucks for everybody else, but it's one of the reasons why it's good that they're changing the NCLEX. It's good that the next gen NCLEX is coming out in light of all this mess that's happening. It's very good because it's going to filter, and the fact that it's happening now, right before all this mess is happening, it's going to filter and remove all this happening. Now, it's going to suck for people that's been trying really hard for years, but it's honestly going to get rid of these bad people or these people. Let me say y'all are bad, but that feel comfortable and confident. I mean, like, there was one post I discovered, and literally it was, and I know this is a real post. This is how people really feel that have committed this act. Like, oh no, it's because I was smart enough to know how to figure out how to do it fast while y'all, you know, had to like do the long route or something like that. Like, oh, they're coming from my house, they're coming from my degree. This is ridiculous, this is not fair, and blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, wow, that's how you feel for real. You know, and I'm somebody, I know one thing I believe in the scriptures, I believe in the Bible, and the Bible says that what is hidden in the dark shall be revealed in the light. And it is shining time, y'all. Lights, camera, action. It is shining right now, you know? And so that's essentially what's happening. But of course, if you're in that situation, I don't agree with it, but I can see how you're probably feeling some type of way. Oh my goodness, I'm gonna lose everything. I've gotten so comfortable with this lifestyle. I have a mortgage, I have a home, I have children to take care of now. I've been, you know, being a fake nurse, but I've been being a fake nurse for 4 years, 3 years. What am I gonna do? I'm gonna start all over again, even though you never really started technically. I'm sorry, y'all, I'm throwing so many jabs, but from somebody who has actually, like, it took me 5.5 years to become an RN. So that's why I'm just like, wow, this is really like shocking. So anyways, though, this is what's happening, right? So here's the thing. Now, there's a recent article that just came out, okay, where they're saying that some nurses in Georgia, I think I want to say it's about 25 of them, some nurses in Georgia are contesting, and they, you know, like I said, they got a lawyer, and they're contesting to keep their license. And I'm just like, because the Georgia Board of Nursing actually sent a letter out to these nurses, and they're contesting it, and they got a lawyer and everything. And they're trying to say, well, the school is accredited, so we still deserve to keep our license. No, you don't. No, you don't. But, you know, whatever, right? And the way I see about it is that they can attempt to keep their license, but if, at the end of the day, no hospital, no nursing facility, no nursing home is gonna want them work there because their names have been released. You know, their names are out there. So even if they try to contest and say, I'm gonna keep my license no matter what, you know, no hospital is gonna want to be associated with a scandal, right? No matter how much of a nursing shortage there is, they want to keep their doors wide open, right? So if they agree, now they know what now when we see what has happened, them agreeing to continue to employ nurses that didn't really obtain their degree the legitimate way, you know, it wouldn't make any sense for them, you know? And so, you know, so it is what it is. Like, I would say, if you are in that position where you did all this, right, what you honestly need to do is take whatever money you have left that you have saved from being fraudulent, right, and honestly go and get an actual education and learn the material for real, right, and redeem yourself versus, you know, like, why would you want to keep looking over your shoulder? So there's that major scandal, okay, that's come out recently. That's the biggest one. The second thing, and it's honestly what's happening now is, like, this is stuff that I'm learning has already been going on for years. It's just now, through especially because of social media or, you know, the timing is everything too. Things are coming to the surface, right? And there's another story that I found out recently. And, you know, and I think what it is that they may have been, arrested like a couple years ago, but now the trial is actually being known. That's the reason why it's actually coming to light. So there was another story of another nurse. Actually, not, let me take it back. A woman. And what this woman said, she was a single mother, or she was just struggling financially. And so she went onto the Boards of Nursing website, and she pretty much pulled people's license numbers. Okay, so this is totally, it's a different type of scandal. So she pulled people's license numbers, and she found the names of people that have the same names as her, right? And she pretty much took it on as her license number. Okay? That's what she did. So pretty much she stole people's identity using their nursing license number. And this is why I do definitely believe in identity protection. You need it now more than ever. If I can find, there's a particular service that I use, which I think is great. I'll link it below. So, this is what it is, y'all. This is what it is. So she stole people's identity. And from what I saw in the article, too, is that she literally submitted her jobs just like that with her fake license. And boom, started working right away. So hers is probably maybe even worse. I don't know. But she stole people's identity, right? And then worked as a nurse. Which I'm just like thinking like, how? Like, I'm just over here just wondering, like, so this is that you just showed up to the job, and I mean, it's just amazing because the interview process obviously needs to be better, you know, but that means she literally just showed up to the job, and if they gave her patience, like, what did she do? She must have, like, you know, watched some YouTube videos or something. I don't know. I don't even know how people, like, finagle a whole day at work with no true education. But, one thing I will say, because of social media, because of the internet, you can learn so much stuff. Not that it definitely does not come close to getting a real education, but you can go on YouTube and learn what is heart failure, how to push a medication, what is insulin. So I'm assuming, if anything, those are probably the things that she did, you know, in order to help her get through the nursing job. And they're saying that she has to pay back over $700,000, y'all, which is like, I'm like, wow, she made that much money from scamming people. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. You know, so that's another nursing scandal that's come to light. And actually, this is only some of the most popular ones, because especially if you go on TikTok, there's so many videos of different, I'm going to post another one I found recently. And I've been posting a lot of this on our YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. So just follow those pages if you're not already following, because there's another one I just recently found out about. I'm not going to talk about it on this particular episode, because I need to gather more information first before I talk about it in detail with y'all. But it's another one. And it's like 20 or so nurses as well in a different state. So I'll be sharing that as well. All right, I'll be sharing that as well in a different podcast or video. But if you follow the pages, you'll at least get the notification when I share that information. So It's like I don't even know how to say what to say, because I mean the biggest one of the I would say probably one of the biggest concerns out of all of this is the general public health. Like imagine if your mother, your father, your loved one is in the hospital, but they're being taken care of by a fake nurse, one who did not get their degree, one who did not get their education, and that's who is, giving their meds. That's who's touching up on them. That's who's saying, okay, do this instead. That's who's the one that's not calling the doctor because they don't know what on earth they're doing. Imagine if that's your loved one, or even God forbid that's you, right? This is why it's so serious. I can't imagine how many patients may have lost their lives over the past 4 years, 3 to 4 years, as a result of this. Lost their lives, or their quality of life was quickened, as far as the quality, the decrease of their quality of life was quickened, or their mortality risk was increased or heightened because of all this. Like, I can't even imagine, And so what I will say is that the boards of nursing bodies, hospitals, healthcare systems, man, we got some work to do, y'all. We got some serious work to do if something like this can go down for 3.5 years. Like, it's amazing. And what a lot of people told me is that this is like they only found three. That's what I've been hearing a lot, y'all. They only found three. That's it. Because a lot of people are testing, like, no, there's more than this that's going on under the radar. And I think a lot of it has been hidden because of the nursing shortage, the pandemic, And so now that things have stabilized somewhat as far as the pandemic, now it's easier for things to come to surface, And so that's the unfortunate thing about when things are in a place of crisis. Certain things are so easy to be brushed under the rug, So this is what's happening. So now, honestly, what I will say is, and this is one thing I hope to see one day, is like they're gonna have to put some laws, policies, things into place in the government in order to stop this from happening. What's terrible is that I know right now that the US is probably not taking this as seriously as they probably could. Like, yes, they did this bust, which is great, but I bet you though there's probably more that's gonna happen before they really take it seriously. Maybe another pandemic will happen, I don't know. And then when that occurs and they see and how and like a ripple effect, maybe then they'll say, okay, we need to put some policies in place. You cannot bypass your education and get a license. No. Like, that should be a policy. That should be a policy. You have to go through the training, right? Maybe they have to redefine what accreditation means. Because that's how these Georgia nurses are supposedly contending this. They have to redefine. And if anything, there should not be no, like, they have to withdraw. No, just null and void their license number at the end. Right? So there's gonna have to be some redefinitions around all this. Things are gonna have to seriously shift if they want things to change, if they want things to be brought to the light. Things are gonna have to seriously change. They're gonna like things have to change. Hospitals are gonna have to be more do more scrutiny. Obviously now if they put their school on there, they're gonna know. But hospitals are gonna have to do more scrutiny when it comes to the hiring process. They're gonna have to really explore and see who is they're hiring for real, for real. And actually do the background checks for real, right? And actually like call the references and actually get the diploma and look at it, like they're gonna have to do more scrutiny work, because as a hospital, like if all this happens and you still employ these nurses, these quote unquote nurses, oh yeah, I don't see anybody, I don't see how patients are gonna want to go to the hospital. It's just give it a year or two, it's gonna shut down. So this is the reality, is that there has to be more screening in place, and then also there needs to be more quality nursing programs. There has to be more quality nursing education so that way people are not tempted to go through this route. It's sad, but it is what it is. And like I and this is why y'all, man, I hope I don't get emotional, but honestly, this is why I'm so passionate about what I do, because I've been seeing not necessarily these scandals, but I see nurses, I see real nurses that are trying to get their education that are suffering. Suffering, you know, like I mean, I've talked to people that have lost their spouses, people that are on Xanax, the people that are depressed because they can't get their license, and then this comes up. It's just a baffling. And what's amazing is how the level of arrogance, the level of like the lack of humility. You know, if anything, it should be the way these quote unquote nurses should respond is like, you know what, you got us, we're busted, we're wrong, blah, you know, like let's take a seat back. But no, we're gonna fight this. What are you fighting, right? Obviously, they're fighting for their livelihood, and knowing, especially going into a very uncertain economy, right? So, but there is a time and a season for everything, and this is the season where it's happening. Right. So those are my thoughts, y'all. If you can, I would love to hear from you. You're welcome to, if you listen to some as a podcast, there's an option below where you can send me your comments, questions, or thoughts. If you listen to this on YouTube, you can comment below the YouTube video and fill in your thoughts. I would love to hear from you. And until next time, make sure you hit the subscribe button as well. If you have not subscribed to the podcast, so you don't miss out the next podcast, go to iTunes right now. Go to Spotify. It's called All Things Nursing with Nurse Choma. And go ahead and hit the subscribe button so that you don't miss my next podcast. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for tuning in. If you need help to become a nurse, right? If you need help to become a nurse, you need help to pass your boards. I do have a book. It's called How to Become a Registered Nurse. It's a great book. It's everything from the A to Z. So from pre-nursing all the way to getting your first nursing job and surviving it, that's what I talk about in the book. So if you can, if you want it, if you need help and you're serious about nursing and doing it the legitimate way, right? Go to Amazon and go buy the book immediately. You can also get the ebook as well. The ebook is not on Amazon, but I'll link it below if you want to get the ebook. If you want to get the books below, I also have a course called How to Become a Registered Nurse too. And that one includes the ebook, plus also videos where I go into more depth about becoming a registered nurse. So if you're somebody where you like to like learn through audio and video, then you're gonna find that really helpful. And then if you need help to pass your boards, click below. You can join our School of the NCLEX program for more information and get on the wait list. Once again, that's it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hit the subscribe button, comment below, and I'll see you the next time.